We're going to go ahead and continue our post-race media availabilities. We're now joined by race winner Christopher Bell, the driver of the number 20 Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. Before we start, Christopher, a few stats. You're the first driver to win three straight races in the next gen car, and you're the second JGR driver to win at least three straight races. What's three in a row mean to you?
We broke the curse, Bob. We broke the curse. But three straight is it's surreal. And I will never forget 2021, my first year with Adam Stevens. Kyle Larson won three straight. And me and Adam got off to a rocky patch, a rocky start. And we're sitting in his office there at JGR. And he looked at me and he said, "We can do this." He said, "I've won three straight sitting in these exact same two chairs talking about him and Kyle Busch." And I said, "I know that we can do it." And it took a while to get here, but we finally did it. And I'm just so proud. I'm so proud of all of the mechanics, the engineers, the Adam, the pit crew members, everybody on this 20 car. And what you're seeing is everybody pulling the rope in the same direction, everybody doing their job to the best of their abilities. And this is what I knew could come out of this team. And I will say it came from Adam. Like, I didn't know what was capable of this team, but Adam knew what was capable of this team. And we're finally starting to see the fruit of it.
Awesome. We'll go ahead and open up for questions. We'll start right back there with Jonathan.
John, the field, the racing experts. I know you said it's a team effort to go three in a row, but for you personally, what can you attribute to your recent success?
Man, I'm just a small part of it. And the last couple of years, if we've been close. Like, everyone on our team could feel this. We could feel this, but it was just like fighting against the current, and just something would, not work and take us out of contention. And but we were close. And it's not about me. It's about everybody on our team. And I haven't changed as a driver. I'm the same driver that I was back in 2021. It's just the team is working together right now, and that's what it's all about. Yes, it's helped a lot. It's helped a lot. I should go race more.
We'll come down here to Bob, and then over here to Reed.
Bob Pockrist, Fox Sports. How do you go from not winning 19 straight races to winning three in a row?
Well, we should have won a lot in that 19, but we didn't win any. And it was just, bad fortune, some lack of execution. And we had the performance in our team. And it drove me nuts that everyone kept talking about that JGR hadn't won since June. JGR hadn't won since June. I'm like, oh, my gosh, it was true. But the performance had been there. It was just getting everything to line up. And now we're clicking, and it was just really amazing to be able to be alongside my JGR teammate racing for the win, and that's the way it should be.
So how do you keep things clicking and not fall into what happened last year?
Well, I don't know. I've never been on this side of it before, so I can promise you this, that everybody's grinning ear to ear and just trying to ride the wave, and I've raced long enough, not in the Cup Series, but throughout my life, that I know it comes in waves. And there are times where it just feels like you can't do anything right, and there are times where you just can't do anything wrong. And we're on that side of it right now. I'm just going to keep living, riding it out as long as we can. We got a great opportunity ahead of us next week going to Las Vegas. And this part of the schedule, it lines up really good for me. And it started off scary with Daytona, Atlanta back-to-back, and we survived. Well, we didn't really technically survive Daytona, but we survived Atlanta, and now we're getting into the bread and butter of what we are good at, and I'm glad that we could, execute and have a nice solid day here at Phoenix.
We'll come over here to Reed and then over to Dustin.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. Could you explain what you did on that last lap to win that race? I mean, Denny was ahead at the white flag. It looked like he was a bit ahead, even coming to the apex of the last corner, and you managed to pull it out.
Well, I picked the bottom because I felt like the bottom was the safest spot to launch at. And it's just all about getting a good push. In the last couple of restarts, I struggled to get that push, and I ended up being contested by the time I got to turn one. And I being on the bottom is maybe an advantage on the start, but once you get into the corner, if you don't get clear, it's a disadvantage. And honestly, coming to the white flag, I thought I was in the losing position, and I didn't think that there was any way I was going to win. And thankfully, I got a really good side draft, got on him to stall his momentum coming off of turn four just enough. I cut the dog leg, and you know, I thought maybe I was going to be able to get clear into one, and I think I was clear for a split second, but then he got right back to my outside. I'm surprised that he had as much grip as he did running that high on the racetrack in the dirty part of the racetrack. And then once again, coming down the back straightaway, we're side by side, and I thought I was in the losing position again, and I remember going down the backstretch, and I'm like, how am I going to win this race? I genuinely don't know how I'm going to win this race. And got into three. I don't really know what happened to Denny. I got really loose, and we both washed up the racetrack. And then Stevie Rees, my spotter, made a great call to peel back down off the top. And Larson was trying to go that way too, and he just ran right into me and boosted me right to the checkered flag.
We'll go to Dustin. And then to Michelle in the middle.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. I want to say that not to get the cart ahead of the horse, but the last time a driver won four in a row was Jimmy Johnson in 2007. So to have the opportunity to do something that someone of that stature has done, what does that mean?
Man, that's special. That's incredibly special to hear that and know that I have that opportunity ahead of me, and we're going to a darn good place for it. And you know, it's the sport has become so incredibly tough with the parity that we have, and the teams are so tight, the cars are really tight, everybody, the drivers are tight. Like everybody performs at a high level, and there are, you know, 10, 15 guys that could win on any given week. You know, it was really cool to see. I don't even know how many teams we had lead the race, but Ryan Preece was up there leading for the first time in a long time. It's just the field is littered with really talented crew chiefs, drivers, teams, and it's hard to do, and I acknowledge that. And I'm just, you know, kind of in disbelief that I have that opportunity, but I'm looking forward to it.
Also, it's been, what, 12 years since you came into the Toyota program. Look, that they provided a lot of resources and a lot of opportunities. But even with your talent, there's still work that you have to do. Give me a sense of how you've gotten to this path. It's not the 12-year overnight sensation because there's a lot of work. But you've gotten an opportunity that very few have had, and you've been able to this point, take a pretty good advantage of that.
Yeah, Dustin, I'm glad you asked that because Tyler Gibbs is right over there. Don't look away, Tyler. Tyler Gibbs is right over there, and he's the reason. Between Tyler, Jack Irving, David Wilson, they were the three guys that took a chance on me back in 2014, and you know, it's unbelievable to look back at. And whenever in 2014 it seemed like it was so far away, to be here today in this moment, and looking back at it, it felt like it happened overnight. And I just remember going through those years of, you know, the dirt cars and getting that first contract that I got from Toyota Racing Development saying that I was going to run 15 late model races and we're going to try and make you a stock car driver. And I'm like, how is this going to happen? And 15 rate, they always under promised and over delivered. And that was something that, you know, it was a life lesson for me. Like, don't overextend yourself. Don't promise more than you can take. But that 15 late model races ended up turning into 15 late model races and 7 truck races. And then the following year was full-time trucks. And, you know, whenever I got into full-time trucks, I'm pretty sure I was 20 or 21 years old. And at that time, Eric Jones was in the Cup Series, and he was younger than me, I'm pretty sure. And Chase Elliott was younger than me. And I'm like, man, I got to get to the Cup Series tomorrow. Otherwise, I'm not going to make it. And they stayed the course. They believed in me. They allowed me to develop as a race car driver, and yeah, it just it felt so far away in those early years, and now living it feels like it was just yesterday. And thank you, Tyler. It means the world to me.
All right, we'll go to Michelle in the middle, to Noah in the back, and then down here, and then back to Reed.
Hi, Michelle Aaron with the podium finish here. What is that post-race celebration meal? And are you superstitious? Have you been eating the same thing after each win?
No. So normally after the races, it's a rush to the airplane. And so you go to the airplane and you eat whatever they have on the airplane. So Atlanta is a little bit tough to get food there, but my bus driver cooked hibachi. So I had steak, chicken, and rice. Last week in Coda, I had In-N-Out Burger, which was delicious, and on the airplane. But tonight, I'm actually staying out west. So myself, my wife Morgan, my best friend Chris Ball, and his girlfriend Megan, we're going to Blanco. So I'm excited to get some Mexican food tonight. We were going to make a reservation, and then I'm happy we didn't, because we probably would have been late.
We'll go in the back to Noah.
Noah Reed, KSAZ Fox 10. You mentioned earlier the opportunity to go 4 in a row at Vegas, but you also have an opportunity to add a high limit win to your list of accomplishments. I talked a little bit to Kyle earlier in the day, and he was excited for you to get out there. How excited are you just to be able to mix it up with the drivers on the high limit side and potentially make it 5 in a row?
Well, I'm a 30-year-old rookie going to make my high limit debut. Maybe one of these days I'll be a sprint car driver. I don't know. Yeah, I'm super excited about that. It's been fun to watch the High Limit Series grow. I remember back in 2022, whenever I did my micro sprint race at Texas Motor Speedway, I asked Kyle Larson if he would run that race, and he said, I'll tell you what, I will run your micro sprint race if you run my first ever High Limit sprint car race. And I'm like, yeah, I'd love to do that. I'll do that. Let's make a deal. And the times didn't work out where I didn't get to run that High Limit race, but he did run my micro sprint race, so thank you, Kyle, for doing that. And I'm glad that I get to support him and run his High Limit Series this weekend.
We'll come down here in the front to the right. And then we'll go to Reed.
So second time ever, first time here, it's been two tires. What did you have to think of the primary and then the option tire ran today at Phoenix?
Selfishly, it seemed like my car was a little bit better on the yellow tires. It seemed like I was able to... my balance was just better, I guess, compared to the competition. It seemed like the yellow tires were maybe a little bit harder to drive, and that allowed my car to excel. The red tire definitely brought the field closer together. I'm not a fan of having two tire compounds in the same race. It worked out today where, you know, a couple of the best cars ended up racing for the win, but it just is such a matter of luck becomes involved whenever you have a faster tire and a slower tire. So it worked out today for me, but I personally don't like having two tires in the same race, or two option or compounds, I should say, in the same race with there being known yellows. I talked to somebody in here about IndyCar, how they have multiple tire compounds, but they don't have the stage brakes. So it makes it a little bit... I don't know. It just feels a little bit different.
Would you like to see that option tire
run the championship? I guess I don't know. It's hard to say. In practice, it did feel like it lost grip more, which is normally a good thing. But in the race, I didn't get to do a long run on it. I think the 22 did, and it seemed like he started struggling a little bit more than me on the yellow tires. So I could go either way. It really doesn't matter to me.
Okay, we'll come right over here to the right.
Andrew Hazlett, Blaze Radio. What does it mean to you to win three races in a row on three different tracks? You had the Super Speedway, the road course, and now this short, medium hybrid.
Yeah, it's really cool. Really cool, and something that myself as a driver, I've worked really hard on to become good at all of the style of tracks in the Cup Series. And I think that, you know, that's what it takes to be the best. Ever since I was growing up, you know, I tried to just run everything and be strong at everything, whether it was, you know, dirt cars, asphalt cars, wing cars, non-wing cars. And I've always believed that the best race car drivers can win at, you know, at everything. And it means the world to me that my team has gotten to be successful everywhere. And yeah, we got an intermediate next, so maybe, I don't know, we'll see how it goes.
Are there any final questions for Christopher? All right, we'll go down here and wrap with Bob.
I have a couple more. On the final restart, are you thinking, I've won two races, this just, it just isn't meant to be?
I definitely was once I didn't get cleared. You know, the race as a guy leading, it worked out exactly opposite of what you hope for. So what we went green with the red tires with, what, 35 to go or something? And I'm like, the worst-case scenario is if we go 20 laps or so and get a yellow flag. And then it's like, well, do you pit for yellow tires? Do you stay out? What do you do? And that exact scenario happened. And then I was fortunate enough to win the restart. I got to the lead, and we're in the closing laps. I'm like, okay, just no more yellows, no more yellows. And then the yellow flag comes out again. So, yeah, it worked out about as opposite as I could draw it up in my head. But the races that are contested like that, looking back at it, are what means the most to you. You know, I mean, you would love to just cruise off into the sunset like I did 12 months ago, but it didn't happen today, and probably made for a lot better race and a lot better show because of it. But yes, I thought I had lost the race coming to the white flag on the bottom with Denny on my outside. And then, I once again felt like I had lost the race coming to the checkered flag down the back straightaway whenever Denny was on the outside. And, I don't know. I don't know how I won, but I got to the, I do know how I won. The five car gave me a great shove coming off of turn four to push me to the line. And that was the difference maker.
But you guys are supposed to be rivals.
Thank you, Kyle.
And then I was interested in what you were saying about being in the Toyota development program and not really knowing like what was gonna, like most of us see somebody goes into Toyota development program and think, well, if they win, it's the path is made for them.
100%. 100%.
Did you just not have confidence that you could win in asphalt because you had never run it before?
So. Yes, I mean, that is very true. Like, I didn't know if I could do it myself as a race car driver. And I was fortunate enough in 2015 to win the Eldora truck race, which was a big moment in my career. And then that kind of propelled me into full-time truck racing in 2016. But whenever I got there, I had William Byron as my teammate with Rudy Fugel. And he kicked my butt in 2016. Like, he won, I think, five or six races. I won one. And he just outperformed me. And I remember having a conversation with Kyle Busch in the fall of 2016 after Homestead. And I said, Kyle, I have to be paired with that team because I need to prove to myself or learn to myself if I can do this or not. And if I can't do this, then I'm going to, you know, try and be a sprint car driver. And Kyle, I think, had reservations of pairing me with Rudy Fugel for 2017. And thank God he did. And it kind of, you know, elevated me to become the Truck Series champion and onto the Xfinity Series. But I will say Toyota Racing Development, their driver program, if you win, you will get the next opportunity. And that's one thing that they are so good with is, you know, they take a chance on young guys. And they have a lot of guys in their pipeline. And they're just looking for the one guy that's going to win and advance themselves. And if you keep winning, you will get opportunities.
Christopher, congratulations. Thanks for your time and good luck in Vegas.
Thank you, guys.